Carl Azusa, the CNN Center. Our March 4th show begins with news out of North Korea. The communist country launched 6 short-range missiles yesterday. They flew about 60 to 90 miles east into the sea. It was an act of defiance, and here's why. The United Nations Security Council voted earlier this week to penalize North Korea. This organization is responsible for keeping international peace and security. Its members were angry with North Korea because in January it said it had tested an incredibly powerful nuclear bomb. And in February, it said it had used a long-range rocket to put a satellite in orbit. The UN has sanctions, penalties in place, to pressure North Korea to get rid of its nuclear and missile programs. Now, more sanctions are coming.
Two, please raise their hands.
The U.S. calls it a seismic shift in the way North Korea is dealt with. Unprecedented, groundbreaking, all the superlatives being brought out for the occasion. North Korea's response was swift. 6 short-range projectiles fired off their east coast. A clear sign the regime's not happy with the latest UN sanctions. Among the new and expanded restrictions, a mandatory inspection of all cargo going in and out of North Korea. A complete ban on small arms sales. A wider ban on luxury goods, a ban on aviation and rocket fuel, and limits on its sales of coal and iron ore. That last one, if implemented fully, could make a sizable dent in North Korea's exports. The U.S. says coal exports alone account for around $1 billion of the country's annual income. The key to the sanctions' success is China, and how carefully it will police its almost 900-mile or 1,500-kilometer border with North Korea. Up until now, Pyongyang's main smuggling route. But the fact Beijing signed on to strong sanctions at all is significant in itself. Kim Jong-un, however, has consistently made it clear it's full steam ahead for both his missile and nuclear programs.
We fully anticipate that they will try to drive a truck through any loophole that they can find. But this resolution is so comprehensive. There are so many provisions that leave no gap, no window